Hi, my lovelies. Hello, hello, hello. And we're on to day 9. So, you've been moving through a process of seeing yourself from a more expanded point of view, opening up and softening to allow more love and money, and the understanding that it is a fuel by using the breathing exercise practice. And by doing your meditation, etc., and of course with your morning routine that you've set up for yourself, and all of those questions. So there's been evolving. We've been over a week and noticing what has changed for you, how you've changed in noticing how you're already thinking differently. And so today I have a series of questions for you to think about and open up to your how you can receive more. We can have very limiting beliefs about how and what money should look like and love should look like, and this fuel, how it has to show up a certain way. So we could be deciding that it has to come through this job, or has to come through these clients, or has to come through somebody giving me money, or has to come through a gift, or has to come through me winning the lottery. It can be in a whole range of ways, but we limit to saying it has to be that way. I have to either maybe earn it through my business, or earn it through a job, or earn it in a certain way, which any of these beliefs, whether we have to earn it or we have to only receive it as gifts, either way blocks us from receiving in the hundreds and thousands of ways that the money is flowing around the universe, and the ways that it is showing up and wants to come to you as a fuel in exactly the same way with love. When we decide that we want more love, but we say, well, I want more love, but, you know, friendship is somehow less valuable than a partner or a lover, or, you know, that I only want it from, you know, this type of person, but not this type of person. So I may only want it from women and not from men. And I only want love from somebody who looks like this and doesn't look like that. We become these preferences that are so rigid, cut us off from understanding that, for example, love comes from your animals. It comes from men. It comes from women. It comes from people of all different ages. It comes from yourself. It comes from nature. It comes from the universe. It comes as a fuel. It is an energy. And it comes in a whole multitude of ways. And it comes as, you know, physical affection. It comes as an energy. It comes as actions. It comes as demonstrations and service. But the actual energy itself can travel through a whole range of people. And this is clear to understand that for fuel to travel to you, the fuel of love, it does need to come through a person or being of, you know, pets, etc. And that includes yourself, for you to experience it, unless you are meditating. Okay, so unless you're doing energy healing and meditating, the majority of ways you experience love in a physical form is from a being or a person. And money also is an energy, it is a fuel, but we also know that for us to experience it in a physical way, we need to accept it as coins, as cash, as bonds, as jewels, as, I'm trying to think in all the different ways it's available, Bitcoin, or even though if you think of it as Bitcoin and investments, they're already kind of getting more and more ethereal, but it needs to come in some sort of form. And it can be then available to us through people. For us to receive money, we have to receive it from people, whether we're receiving it from companies, whether we're receiving it from the government, whether we're receiving it from a lottery ring, or unless we're receiving it from gifts, if we're receiving it from clients and customers, and it's all people. And another layer of that is that we're also receiving it in a multitude of ways through an exchange of our energy. Now, you cannot receive in any form, money or love, without giving something, Okay, the law of the universe says you cannot receive without giving. All right, because if you think about your breath, you inhale and you exhale, they go hand in hand. Yeah, so yes, in your breathing, you're thinking, well, but I receive breath and I let breath out, but do you? Or are you letting breath out and receiving breath? They go hand in hand. Now, in relationships or that exchange, if we think about the exchange of energy, there has to be a giving of yourself, either by giving, by simply being yourself and expanding your energy and being the fullness of yourself into the world, you are then also able to receive in the fullness of yourself. But there is also an exchange of giving of your energy and services and time and your skill set and your knowledge. So giving of yourself means also exchanging. What have you got to exchange in offer? So what can you exchange? Your knowledge and your wisdom, etc. So for example, like working with me, I am exchanging in this program, we're exchanging my energy, my connection to source, my divine channeling, which is, you know, all of that energy and information and inspiration. We're also, I'm exchanging my personal knowledge and wisdom and experience. And you are exchanging your time, your energy, and your money. Yeah. So for you to pay me, I am exchanging the being that is me, because I'm being me, and I'm exchanging my skills, my knowledge and experience, and all the things that I know that you don't, or do know but remembering, all the knowledge and experience that I have, as well as, but fundamentally, my energy. I'm exchanging my energy, and that's what you're really buying into. And you are exchanging money, and then you're investing in yourself, time and energy, to experience that flow of energy. Okay, now for yourselves, you could be thinking about also all the ways of exchanging services or skill set or knowledge. So we have different layers of what we're exchanging to receive. Because whether even you are buying in a shop, everybody knows you buy from people you like. That is the number one thing in sales. People buy from people they feel safe with, they trust, they like. Their instinct tells them, oh, no, this is nice. And we like people who are open and friendly and chat to us and acknowledge us and see us. These are core things about being a human being, that we find it easier to exchange if we feel like we resonate and we are open, etc. So with all these exchanges going on, and whether that is in a relationship or love or money, it's all the same thing, because actually a wonderful exchange of money also has love in it. As I just said, if we like somebody and we enjoy somebody, then there's love present. There is an exchange of them exchanging, and particularly in my work, I mean, all of my work is founded on love in all different forms, and there is an exchange in money. Yeah, and when you work with me, you are receiving love and money, because I also am then accessing and helping you receive more love and money. Yeah, so there's all this expansion, and of course the universe, as I've said, it's one fuel, so the universe is always in that process of abundance of love and money, all these ways that it can manifest. So it's going to manifest through people, including yourself. Starts with you. Everything has to manifest through people, including yourself. It's going to manifest in a whole different set of ways, of through different types of people and different scenarios, particularly as in, you know, business or relationships. But say in business, you know, or, you know, money, we're talking about it showing up in a, you know, loads of different ways that it can come from governments and insurance companies, and from loans and credit cards, and from banks, and from winnings, and from payments, and from clients, etc. It's a whole movement. Now, the really important bit to see is how you believe something is less value to another. In the same way that money and love are one energy, the same is that everything has the same value. We are the people who put a different value on it. So we give it value, and then we are the ones that say, well, this is less value than this one. Yeah. So if it comes from this person, it doesn't have as much value as if it comes from this person. So when we have these perceptions of whether that's love or money, it stops us from receiving, because we then block ourselves off and say, well, that's not good enough, and that's not enough money, or that's not from the right person, and that didn't show up. And we start having all these critical ways of saying money is bad or love is bad, when in fact it is all love and it is all money, and we want to have the abundance of it flowing through our lives in a wonderful way. Because some people show their love through money. Some people show their love through affection. Some people show their love through, you know, listening and speaking and talking and touching and doing all things. But some people spend their love, you know, show their love, are able to show it in a way of spending quality time with you. Some people are able to give money richly and abundantly. Other people are able to give money in small amounts. Everybody is at a different stage in their abundance, and we're trying to say, coming into more abundance for you by opening up to all the ways that the universe, because it has no filters, no filters whatsoever. It wants to give you your full abundance, totally nurture you, totally support you, totally give you that fuel for your life. And our job is to release the resistances of saying it has to be this way, it has to be that way, and everything else is just not good enough. Yeah, because anywhere we have a sense of devaluing and saying things are not good enough, we pretty much are changing our entire frequency that says it's not good enough, and we've devalued ourselves. But when we open up to the fullness of ourselves, to the expansiveness of ourselves, like the full moon, which I'm recording this on the full moon, to the full moon of us, we are then opening up to the fullness of the universe, and we're opening up to the fullness of money, to the fullness of love, and all the ways that it can flow to us in the fullness of people. And that very much is very key as to regards to the way that we look at loans, credit cards, banks, you know, being given that time. Now, people who are super wealthy, super wealthy, and grow businesses and, you know, do it in that sort of way, have massive amount of credit card debt, okay? Because they don't see it as credit card debt, they see it as a movement of money. And I have an American Express card, and there's a charge card, and that card simply is a way that I put, so, you know, here's this credit card that is a charge card, that basically I have a large amount of money on it that they've said to me, hey, you can utilize this any way you want. And the deal I have with them is that I just pay it off every month. It just flows in and flows out. So I can utilize it, and they do it as a direct debit, and they loan it to me. Now, I don't have to pay it all off, but they have the right to charge me a very high deal if I didn't. But over a month, I can use up any amount of that very large amount of loan, yeah, and that they're trusting me, and that's glorious and wonderful. And then I pay it out of my bank account. Wonderful, great. And I do that to get points, to get air miles. So I get free flights, yay. But you can use it in your credit cards, in your, you know, to not see it as always a negative thing. It's how you approach it. When you put something in it as it's bad, I'm not saying that you have to go around collecting loads of debt. I'm not saying that at all. But I am saying how you see it. As long as you are paying and it's working and it's supporting you, there are times when we need that. I don't own my car. My car is loaned to me. I'm on lease. I love it that way because it accesses a very good, high-level, brand new car that I don't really want to utilize and grab a whole lump of money to pay that off. Instead, I just pay it monthly. I like that. That works for me. That feels like it doesn't, I don't see it as any less that I don't own some sort of value of myself. It's simply, I was given a car and we have this agreement. I have a spanking gorgeous car that I love. And then we have this agreement that, you know, I pay it monthly in bits and then I give it back at the end. And they're loaning it to me. They're leasing it to me. I like that. I am somebody who particularly likes having in things in the fluidity. Now, whatever is different for you is different for you. But anywhere we have prejudices to a flow of the money and the love is what you need to check out. So I don't want to wind off on a whole different thing. But what I'm trying to do is get you to have a look at your limitations and perceptions of money and love. And anywhere that you are putting something into a higher value or a lower value through a perception. Because when it comes to the law of attraction and it comes to the universe, there is no such thing as big or small or less and more. Okay. Everything is available to you. And this is a universe of inclusion. So there is no, if I say I don't want something, the universe is going to give it to me because it doesn't hear the word I don't. It just hears the force of energy I put into it. It doesn't, you can manifest, as Abraham Hicks says, you can manifest a button or a castle exactly the same if your energy and your mindset is open, as long as you don't see something as more or less. Yeah. And this is essential to understanding the fuel in your life and how you are blocking it by the ways you are valuing it and devaluing it. And also asking you to sort of think about the ways that you could be exchanging, because we must always be exchanging, either by being in the fullness of ourselves. And exchanging in the fact that here, and you don't always have to be exchanging for the same thing. That's very important to understand in the universe. So it's the universe doesn't work in the way that I give you something and you give me something back. The universe doesn't work that way. That's, again, a limitation. So I could be, instead, it's a constant economy, a money love economy that you are part of. So you are in a web and flow of an economy system. That means that you could help somebody with their bags at the supermarket and be lovely and open and giving love in that moment. And from over here in somewhere else in your life, you'll receive a new client. Yeah. If you are open to it. So it's not that you could be, you know, you can go and help somebody cross the road and be yourself and be loving and generous. And somewhere else in your life, you will then receive, you know, attracting and being asked out for a date. If you're open to the economy flowing in all ways, in every way, in its fullness. Hopefully I'm describing this to you well enough. But the universe has no limitations. Okay, and you are part of an ever-flowing economy. Like, you know that the economy of the banks and the money, this is a wonderful thing, by the way. The economy of how we always are adding and receiving from the economy on a physical level, that you are paying bills and that you're receiving and paying tax, and then you receive from the government, or you receive from businesses, and you receive from other people. We are all paying into and receiving from in all different ways, because the economy, as regards to also you're receiving your services, you're receiving, you know, electric and gas and water, all of these services are all part of the economy. They're all part of the economy to support each other. And we give and receive in it. Now, again, if we see this in a negative way, we're putting limitations on it and we're thinking, well, I'm not receiving back and I'm giving lots of stuff. But we're part of an economy where you get to have a phone line and you get to have internet and you get to have, you know, you get to drive on roads and you get to have everything. Everything through your day in the material world is part of this incredible economy. And the universe works in the same way, but without any limitations. And when you see the economy as something that supports you, yeah, and is not against you, you begin to open up to this web of how you can receive from one place and another place and another place and another place and another place, but you're also giving of yourself and exchanging energy through your day. And you're basically not holding back and putting limitations on of saying, well, you have to give me this and I'll give you that in exchange. Yeah. And you've given me, I watched The Big Bang last night, The Big Bang Theory. And there was a bit of it in Sheldon saying, you know, he had bought a wedding gift and the wedding gift was $80. And he had been given by the groom a groomsman's gift, an usher's gift. And that gift was $120 worth. And then Sheldon was freaking out because he had to pay that because he felt like, oh my God, but this gift was worth more than the one I gave you. And that's not a fair exchange. We don't want to be part of that. That is a very limited way of being. And there's no generosity. There's no expansion. There's no fuel. And we want to be in the abundance of fuel. Okay, we want to be an abundance of fuel flowing around, part of this economy, part of being able to receive and give in all different ways throughout your life and exchanging, and as I said, between money and love and money and love and love and money and from people in all different ways and from businesses and from the government and from banks and from loans and credit cards and from clients and from winnings and from gifts and all, you know, money and love and all different ways and all ways around the world, all the ways in the universe. It's just opening your mind up to it being a flow, to being it free, and nothing is less or more than each other. But in fact, it is all available. Everything is available. Everything is available. Everything is available. If we open up to this flow and to this ability to receive and give throughout our day, naturally and effortlessly, to all different ways. So lots to listen to. You may want to listen to again. I slightly went off on a tangent of, well, all about the same thing, but more than I intended to. There are some questions to answer to help open up your mind. But have a think about it, play with it, explore it. Love to hear your thoughts. Have a beautiful day, and I'll speak soon.